In a poignant Easter address delivered from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis appealed for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and condemned the dire humanitarian conditions resulting from Israel's military campaign in the region. Speaking to thousands gathered in Vatican City for the Easter Sunday Mass, the 88-year-old pontiff, still recovering from a severe case of double pneumonia, called for peace, the release of hostages, and global solidarity with both Israelis and Palestinians. Although visibly frail and unable to deliver the full message himself, the Pope's benediction, Urbi et Orbi, to the city and the world, was read aloud by an aide. It included a heartfelt plea to end the suffering in Gaza after 18 months of conflict, and highlighted a growing global concern over anti-Semitism. "I express my closeness to the sufferings of all the Israeli people and the Palestinian people," read the statement. "I appeal to the warring parties, call a ceasefire, release the hostages, and come to the aid of a starving people that aspires to a future of peace." The Pope also denounced the continuing captivity of hostages by the Palestinian armed group Hamas and warned against the rising tide of anti-Semitism worldwide. His words follow months of increasingly vocal criticism of Israel's military operations, which he had previously described as shameful. Francis has been under medical orders to rest since being discharged from Rome's Gemelli Hospital on March 23 after a 5-week stay. He was replaced during Sunday's Mass by Cardinal Angelo Camastri, but made a brief balcony appearance, a decision that sparked concern among observers. "This is a man who has been very unwell," reported Al Jazeera's James Bays. His doctors at one point thought he wasn't going to make it. Francis has nonetheless made short appearances in recent days, including a visit to a Roman prison where he abstained from performing the traditional foot-washing ceremony. Asked about his condition during Easter week, the Pope remarked simply, "I am living it as best I can." In a separate development, the Vatican confirmed that Pope Francis held a private meeting with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on Sunday morning to exchange Easter greetings. The visit followed high-level discussions on Saturday between Vance and top Vatican officials, including Cardinal Pietro Parolin and Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher. The visit came amid diplomatic tensions between the Vatican and the Trump administration. Pope Francis had recently rebuked the administration's immigration policies, describing mass deportation efforts and cuts to welfare programs as a disgrace. He also publicly rejected Vance's invocation of medieval Catholic doctrine to justify nationalist immigration policies, emphasizing a universal